From executive producers Vince Gilligan and Vince McMahon comes the exciting new legal drama.
Hello, I'm your lawyer.
Better Call Paul. Starring WWE's Paul Bearer.
My client is an innocent man.
Your client chokeslammed two people through, I emphasize that, through a Ford Fiesta.
Ooh. The defense would like to call our first witness.
Objection. The defense is taking forever to say anything.
Overruled. But, Mr. Bearer, perhaps speeding up the proceedings would not be a bad thing.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes.
Keep your eyes peeled for some very special guests.
I'd like to call a surprise witness. The Undertaker.
Back out, that's the Undertaker's music.
He's gonna chokeslam this prosecution straight to hell.
Better Call Paul. Only on the Crunch Network.
Hey everybody, this is the Mascot Wedding Show, the internet's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake, and this is episode 291, The Sword of...
Chicken.
Well, the Sword of Chicken. Oh, a mighty epic.
Mmm, well, fried to crispy golden brown goodness.
Echo in the halls of eternity. Eternity.
Echo in the halls for in place of eternity.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I thought it was... In standing in place of eternity.
We are recording this in Austin, Texas at the Hodgecast Studios, a.k.a. the Hodge Pound. And we are, of course, Mac and David, your podcast lions, a.k.a. the Magic Boys.
I tried that one on that time.
You tried. You tried to do a little lion's roar.
Yeah, that's right.
A little Orion.
A little puma.
Oh, I do love the pronunciation of the word puma as puma. We got a really fun podcast hour, more or less, in store for you today. First, David Hatta, how are you doing?
Each day's a gift, Mac.
Each day is a gift.
I got nothing else. I got some health issues right now that I don't want to talk about on the air.
Are you worried about stuff?
No. Illness.
David pointed to his guns.
That's right.
Are your biceps getting too swollen?
They're too sick.
Oh, gross. I like to call my left bicep my Duchess, my right one my Duke. Whenever I'm working out, I'm like giving the Duchess a Duchess food.
Are you still with that personal trainer?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he would have given up on you by now.
No, he barely pays attention to me.
Just selling you platitudes like, hey, that's great, you're doing it.
It really doesn't require a whole lot of focus to personal train. Just basically, once you've set the plan, oh, he'll lift this for a while.
Oh, you're like a human t-shirt cannon. You're just like, you just get the crowd pumped up. Like, hey, all right, Mac, you're doing it.
Yeah.
And that's it. How are you, Mac Blake?
I am doing well. Doing well. We're recording this on March 10th. And you can look at your own iCal to determine today's date. My album came out last week, Bird Drugs, and it seemed to do pretty well.
Yeah, I would say so.
It went to number 3 on the iTunes comedy charts for a couple days, and then, of course, faded into obscurity so fast.
Right.
But I didn't even expect that, and that was good.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I have been done a couple shows on this tour that myself and the guys who run Sure Thing Records are going on, or I sort of had some release week shows. And turns out selling that album in person, I am terrible at it.
why do you say that?
I just, you get up there and you're like, oh, hey, everyone, by the way, I have this album if you want to buy it. And I just don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
I know I should, and it should be something I'm proud of, and I am. But I just can't, the fact that I start selling it, I don't know why I can't do it a good job of it.
Are you doing the thing where you kind of diffuse yourself and you're like, hey, I got this album, guys, it's dumb, it's stupid, forget it, don't buy it.
No.
Okay, good.
But I feel like I could be doing a much better job. Like, I talk about it like I'm not proud of it. Like, oh, hey, guys, I have some Girl Scout cookies. If anybody wants them after the show, I'll be over there. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, not that I have to get up there and be like, hey, everyone, what are you missing from your life? Comedy albums.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Have you tried looking at yourself in the mirror and selling yourself on the album?
I used to do that in the early days of me doing stand-up. Mm-hmm. I'd grab my Norelco razor,
hold
that as a microphone. And practice.
Why don't you get back to basics then?
Yeah, that's good advice.
Maybe just, boogie nights. Just unzip it. Take the album out of your pants. Just be like, you're a star.
Your Great Big Shining Star?
That's right, yeah.
I'll try that. And by unzip it, the album I carry in my pants all the time.
So. Yeah, it's a zip file, right?
Yeah.
People have to buy that archaic zip drive.
That's right. Oh, man. Something weird happened to me last week, though.
Okay.
So last week I did a show. I perform occasionally with the improv group Movie Riot. I say occasionally because whenever I'm available at 7 p.m. in Austin, I will do a show with them. And but when I'm not, I'm not.
But when you're not, yeah, you're big time. And just...
No, but they are... It's nerve-wracking in a way because they are each, to a person, so funny
yeah.
that it's really tough.
It's a top-flight group.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like so scared that they're just going to mid-show be like, bluff, leave.
We don't need the bump.
So last week I went to the New Movement to do a show. That's a theater here in town. And keep in mind, David, this was, we were going through some of our patented Austin ice terror.
Okay, right.
It was one of those things where like, it was a Wednesday night, and the weather predicted there were like snow or ice or whatever the next day.
Yeah.
And so they had preemptively already closed schools or delayed them the next day. Of course, the next day was, of course, gorgeous.
Picturesque.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Typical Austin behavior. We freak out. We think the ice apocalypse is upon us, and then it, you know, it's fine.
Right.
So I show up, and I enter the lobby of the theater, and there's nobody in the lobby except myself and the front desk lady. And the lady working the front desk, I was like, can I help you? And I was like, yeah, I'm performing the next show at the 9:30 show. And I'm there like 9.
Okay.
And she goes, oh, my goodness. Nobody told you? Oh, my goodness. And I can hear some sound coming from the theater. I don't hear any laughter coming yet. But I was like, oh, there's something happening in there. And she's like, oh, my God, the show's been canceled because of the ice and the weather and everything. We're not going to do the late show. So didn't you get the email? And I'm like, oh, well, I mean, I can hear something coming out of the theater. So, but I'm thinking like, oh, well, maybe they only canceled the late show, or maybe that's like a class or
right.
something or a meeting.
Maybe it's just people gathered together for a jam. Just
yeah, yeah,
impromptu. Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, you know what? It's fine. It's 100% fine. You know, our group doesn't normally perform at this theater, so maybe we're not on some email list or something like
right.
that. And she like, you know, got it from under the desk and was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And like really, really laying it on thick. And I was like, no, it's cool. Let me just text my friends. And she pauses then, looks down, smiles. You know, I was just fucking with you, right?
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, okay. And she goes, but you have to admit, I got you, right? And I was like, yeah, that was real cool.
Yeah, that was some information you disseminated to me.
And I started to walk away from this person. I mean, I will admit, she did trick me, but what do you want? What do you want from me? Like, it was a joke that was funny for you. I feel tricked. I don't really feel like laughing. I'm just walking away.
Yeah.
She grabs me by the arm.
Oh, no.
And is like, hold on. And I jerk my arm away. And then at that point, she starts grabbing onto me with both hands, trying to get me, stop me from moving. And I was like, what? I started like trying to pull my arms free, but she's redoubling her efforts and really grabbing on me. It got to a point where I had to wrench my body free. And I said, I don't like this right now. And then I left the theater. And then the rest of the troupe showed up. And I was like, guys, I don't know if I want to do this show. Like, I just had a really weird encounter. But here's the thing. I was definitely not hurt.
Right.
I had no chance of being hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't push her at all. It wasn't like, it just was a weird grabbing.
Sure. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, it was just on my arms. It wasn't my Jenny or anything.
Did you get a sense of why she was grabbing? Like, was she saying like, it's okay?
While she was grabbing me, she was saying something, trying to say something like, I've been here a while or something like that.
Oh, so kind of like, please save me, that kind of, like, she's playing up the bit. Like,
I think it was more like, she could tell I didn't like the joke and was trying to explain it away by saying, I haven't slept in a while or something
okay.
like that. I've just been working long hours. But then grabbing my arm
yeah.
to keep me from moving is not the way to apologize to a person, if that's what indeed she was trying to do. And it was really weird.
Yeah.
I'm not used to being like physically grabbed before doing a show.
Well, how are you dressed?
Well, I was asking for it.
Okay.
I was wearing a shirt that said, grab these flabs. And I had a picture of my love handles.
Say no more.
A picture to my love handles? An arrow.
Yeah. I mean, because even that, I mean, let's break this down and overanalyze this.
Mm-hmm.
But even the quote unquote prank, it's not so much like there was no, and she was lying to you. That's all it was. And
somebody was talking about this recently. And they're like, a lot of people think they've switched the definition of jokes in their mind to just lying.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking hate that. I was on a shoot recently. This person is a nice person. They're working sound. And this person was like, oh, shit, was I supposed to be hitting record on that? And then you look at them for a second. They go, ah, just kidding. Like, oh, my God, that was so funny. How for 1 second I thought that the first 3 hours of my time was completely down the toilet and I wasn't able to finish this project and everything I worked so hard to build towards this was completely in the toilet. But, oh, man, great stuff.
And on top of that, I'm so glad that that second and a half feeling is going to stay with me all day instead of the feeling of a job well done.
Yeah. No, it builds up that fear in you. And, yeah, after the show, which the show was a lot of fun, I still felt real weird about it.
You should. You were kind of, I don't want to say accosted. Like, I don't know what the word is.
Accosted's okay. I mean, look, that's
you were disturbed. Like, she disturbed you in a way.
I was talking to somebody, and they're like, man, if that had been a male intern, grab. I don't even want to do that. Because
right.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
There was nothing at all on that level. Mm. It just was weirdo's attack is all it was.
But at the same time, it's like, I mean, at a certain point, because I think about that a lot where I just, you know, I don't react in a way that I should let someone know, like, hey, I'm uncomfortable with this. And then much later, it kind of builds up in my head. I'm like, what if I were to take her to court? Like, what if it had gotten that bad? Like, what if this was the accused and there was a pinball machine? And just like, next thing you know, I'm in jail, or not in jail, but I'm in court.
Yeah. Well, I thought about emailing somebody and being like, your intern's super weird. But then I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, thanks, Mac. We fired her. Like, I don't want that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then also, like, you don't want, you know, because let's say you go back to the new movement one day and it's like, this is the guy that doesn't like the way I do things. Like, oh, I don't need this.
When I walked back in, I had the rest of the Movie Riot shield me.
Big time.
Well, I did go in and explain to her who I was.
Sure.
And that I was like, please bring up your iTunes on your look at the comedy charts. Thank you. Next time, grab me with respect.
Maybe she was. Maybe she was like, I just want a piece of this Mac Blake train.
Oh, but that fucking smug look when she was like, I'm just fucking with you. God damn it.
Yeah. Because, like,
who does that?
I mean, just playing this out and like heightening it. What if that was like, what if you had just had the worst day and that was the final story? I was like, you know what?
You know
I just
what's
wanted
100% funny.
What?
I walked in the theater right after talking to someone in my family about me giving them my kidney.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, in fact, I wasn't in the best mood when somebody like decided like, look at this rube. Here we go. Hey, what's up, Mark? I mean, Mac.
Here's the thing, and I think we've played this game before. If we haven't, I apologize in advance. If you had a free suicide, would you have used that there to make a point?
Oh, man, no. My free suicide would definitely be in a car.
Okay.
I think about this all the time, fantasizing like, man, if I had nowhere to go and a shit ton of money, I would totally get in a lot of accidents.
Yeah, you buy a beater and just like.
There's so many times when I break to let some asshole go on where it's like, you know, if I did everything I was supposed to do, like, you know, continue to drive, I would have been in a huge car accident.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pick a fight.
Right.
With people. But then I, of course, think about it the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah. I do a fun thing now. I do a couple fun things where, one, I'll try to manufacture the wave because my biggest pet peeve is if someone, you know, if I let someone in and they don't give me at least a courtesy wave, so I'll wave at them back just until I get something out of them.
Yeah.
That's fun. But then also, if someone just cuts me off, I like to do the old, where's the foul? Like, raise both hands up, just like, look for a call.
Today I was walking downtown and some guy wanted to take a left, even though I had like the crosswalk thing, and he had plenty of room to do it, but he waited that fraction of a second and then maybe I was too far in the middle of the street. And so now he's having to wait for me to walk by. And of course, David, what do I do?
You hustle.
Yeah, show a little hustle. Put a little pep in my step to show this guy his time's worth it. And out the window goes, come on, man, move it.
Oh.
And I just started, at that point, I started laughing because I was like, well, what are you going to do? What I did is I wrote down his license plate number. And now you, the Mascot Wedding Army, my children of the night, we will go hunt him down together. But yeah, that kind of prank feeling.
Yeah.
Who likes that?
I don't know. It's just, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Did someone say pranks, Diddy?
What is going on?
Fuck!
What the hell?
Oh my God. Guys, Lord, there's a magical little man just appeared suddenly in the Hodgecast studios.
I'm not just any little man. I'm Rumpelstiltskin.
Whoa. So you're You're the mythical creature Rumpelstiltskin.
There's no way that's true.
I just popped into existence. Is that not proof enough?
Well, David, he's got a good point.
A fair point.
Plus, look at his outfit. I mean, how Rumpelstiltskin, if that is your own, how would you describe what you're wearing?
Very nice leathers.
Yeah, he is wearing some weird, ornate.
Really?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Look how many swords I have.
Yeah, like he's got a lot of swords.
Beautiful exotic leathers.
He's like a real Lord of the Rings type.
A handful of swords.
I prefer more of a C.S. Lewis.
So Rumpelstiltskin, do you mean us harm, sir?
No.
Okay, thank God.
I heard pranks and I was, you know, in the area and heard pranks.
So, okay, yeah, because you are like, in literature, you're a merry prankster.
Yeah, if you are the Rumpelstiltskin that you claim to be.
Well, I'm not fat like that one in the story.
But that's you? That's based on you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're like a really old guy?
Aye, aye.
What would you call yourself? Because you're like would you say you're an elf or what are you? You're shorter than a human.
I'm shorter than a human. I was a human, and now I'm not a human.
Oh, okay.
Wait, how did that happen? Did you like...
I got magic powers.
You got magic powers and shrunk?
Yeah, shrunk like a foot.
So like anti-big. Like you went to the Zoltar machine and made a wish to be littler.
I have a piece of trivia for you.
Yeah?
I was the Zoltar machine.
Whoa!
Whoa, man. There's a lot going on right now. So you were cast as the Zoltar machine?
They didn't know it was a real magical machine when they had it.
So, did you perform actual magic on the movie Big?
Yes. That's not Tom Hanks.
Whoa.
That's that little boy grown up.
That's the little boy grown up.
Aye.
So what happened to... But Tom Hanks was cast in that movie, right?
Yeah.
What did he do while the little boy was...
He was a stunt double.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's a pretty good payday for a stunt double.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
How come this story is just now getting out?
I don't tell people things unless they ask me. It's part of my tradition.
You operate in a weird way, because the legend... Now, is that legend true?
I did want to steal that woman's baby.
That's right. So the story goes is that the old myth, right?
Yeah.
Is that there was a lady and... How did she get involved with the prince? The dad sold her? Oh, the dad like promised something crazy?
He said that she could spin straw into gold, like a crazy person would say.
Yeah. And then so the prince was like, oh, yeah, if you're on the level, I'll marry you. And she prayed or cried or something, and you showed up.
She prayed to God. I intercepted.
Yeah. Well, let's back that up real quick. So this is, what was the end game for the dad there?
I don't know. Money?
So, like, when it was revealed,
that's a
that
good question. I hadn't thought about it until now.
You haven't thought about it till now.
No, I just, spin shit into gold.
Okay.
I can spin shit into gold, too.
See, oh.
You were just basically waiting for that opportunity to show up.
I'm always waiting for pranks.
Okay.
That was a good prank I pulled, turning that straw into gold.
That's not really a prank. You're just kind of monetizing this worthless thing.
It was a. Yeah, it was a prank on the prince who thought it was real, an idiot.
But that was real gold, though.
It was real gold I made. And I'm magic as hell.
You made him richer by pranking him.
Yeah, but he didn't know that it was me who did it. He thought it was that woman, whatever her name was.
So if
that's weird you remember her name.
Yeah, that's kind of...
I don't remember details.
I mean, I imagine it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was a couple thousand years.
Yeah.
And that's ironic that, you know, if she found out your name, then you would go away, and you can't remember her name now.
Oh, that is interesting, but that's not true. But I can say my own name.
Oh, and we've been saying it for the past,
and I haven't disappeared once.
Why is that?
Because it's not true. You have to make me say something backwards.
Oh, like think some.
That's a good one. That's a good
no,
one.
No, that's not. You just reverse the order of the words.
Yeah, that's not. It's a good one though.
I'm pretty dumb.
Wait, what do you have to say backwards?
My name or my last name.
What's your last name?
Smith.
Okay.
And what's that backwards?
That one's a lot easier.
No.
That one's a lot easier than Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, that's tough.
Now, so I could sit here and try and say either one of those names backwards, and when I eventually got it right, you disappear?
Probably. I think I have to say it, but
it might work.
I have a bad memory still. Uh-huh. Haven't had it happen in a long time. Don't really remember.
So I think we have to trick you or prank you into saying your own name backwards.
Yes.
Okay.
So in the original Rumpelstiltskin story, this lady prayed to God. You intercepted it somehow.
Intercepted it from God's ears.
How did that work?
I just popped in. I heard her praying out loud like an idiot. She could have just done it silently.
Uh-huh.
I was bouncing around in the woods outside.
Where? What country was this in?
Take it.
Latveria.
Latveria.
Latveria. Okay.
All right, fine. I don't think I'm familiar. Does that one exist anymore?
Latveria, isn't that where Dr. Doom is from?
I don't know. Why would you give a fake country name?
It's a real country. It's a magical country where magical things happen.
But Dr. Doom's not real, is he?
Dr. Doom is real.
Oh.
Okay. How much of the Marvel Universe is real?
So Stan Lee based that Dr. Doom off a real guy?
Yes.
All right. Now answer David's question.
What was his story?
Stan Lee or Dr. Doom?
Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom, he got his face scalded and he used magic to make a mask.
Oh, so that's all true.
It's all canon.
Oh, well, I know it's canon, but did it really happen?
It's all true, yes.
You know, it's funny you mentioned comic books because what you're describing is kind of like that Superman villain, Mr. Mixopitlick.
I like to think I'm more like the Impossible Man.
Well, Mr. Pixlick is a...
Mixospitlick, show some respect.
All right.
Actually,
I'll defer to you.
Rumpelstiltskin, I should tell you, we've had this conversation many a time.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Because
he's a fifth dimensional imp, yes, or elf or something. And if you say his name backwards, he disappears.
Correct.
He goes back to the fifth dimension or something.
That's probably what happens to me then.
Okay.
But has it never been tested on you?
I've definitely gone away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if I said my name backwards.
Okay.
Do you see, being from the fifth dimension, do you see time all at once?
Time, space, travel all at once.
So what do we look like right now?
Squares.
Oh, that's heavy, man.
Colors and squares.
Like Minecraft?
A little like Minecraft. Things look like Minecraft.
Oh, wow.
You're familiar with Minecraft?
Oh, of course. It's fun. It's a real time killer.
Does that hurt your eyes to see everything in Minecraft world?
Oh, no, I'm used to it. But to play Minecraft while seeing everything in Minecraft?
What does Minecraft look like?
It just, it's terrible.
Is that like when you look at your phone when you're wearing 3D glasses?
What?
I've never done that. That sounds insane.
It just kind of glows weird.
Oh, that's nuts.
Which kind of 3D glasses? The new ones or the Jaws ones?
The ones you get from current movies. I have like a collection of old 3D glasses.
I haven't seen a 3D movie in a long time.
What was the last 3D movie you
saw? Jaws 3.
Oh, okay. In 3D?
Yeah, it's in 3D.
Yeah. Jaws 3D. Show some respect.
I'm sorry. I apologize to Jaws, the Jaws family.
So, but you said you're talking about how Dr. Doom apparently based on a real guy.
Yes.
Was Mr. Mixopitlick based on you?
He's based on a cousin of mine.
Oh.
It's very unfortunate his real name. It's a race car, so he's constantly sending himself back to the fifth dimension.
Oh, that's a palindrome.
That's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
His parents were real stupid.
Yeah, they're real, sound like real dicks.
Well, to be fair to them, I don't think they knew that their son had backwards name powers.
Yes. Well, most people don't leave the fifth dimension. It's very nice.
Sure.
But there's no women there. Well, human women.
So is that...
have babies that we all need.
For what do you need? What do you need the babies for?
I just like them.
Oh.
Having a baby.
Okay.
I can't have a baby. We spring to life fully adult.
Wait, but you said that you were a human that was turned into an elf.
Oh, sure did.
Now you said you're spring to life fully adult?
Yes.
How does that make sense?
I got bit.
Oh, you got bit by what?
Werewolf.
All right, so give me the timeline here. What happened? You're a normal guy.
I was born.
What's the time period?
Just a Latvarian boy.
A Latvarian boy and
pre-Bible?
I think it was 31 BC.
Okay.
Ooh, got in there under the wire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got right there.
Back when it was 31 BC, was anyone like really keeping track of the time?
Not really. It's weird how people just use that.
They're like, what year is it? And people be like, shut up or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of people telling you to shut up when they were writing down dates. It's like, it's full moon. That's what it is today.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Many moons ago.
Many moons ago, yeah, yes.
Right. You're a Latvian child.
A Latvian child.
31 BC. You're cruising around. What happened?
Cruising around.
How old were you?
I was 31 years old.
Okay.
I was...
But 31, you must have been like a really old guy.
Yeah, I was very old.
But you just said...
Look how old I look.
But you were a Latvian boy is what you said.
Yes.
Okay.
A boy of 31.
Well, to be fair, they didn't really keep track of time back then.
Oh, dude.
I was busy telling people to shut up.
Did they even have concept of man or was just everyone like a boy back then?
Everyone was kind of a boy, but, you know, everyone died so randomly.
Like... What do you mean, died so randomly?
Well, people just get bit by, you know, monsters and...
In 31 BC, there was a lot of monsters?
We didn't know things were things. You see a big wolf, you think it's a monster.
Oh, okay.
That's a monster wolf.
All right, okay.
So drags all these people away.
I think we're as caught up as we're going to get. So, and scene. Okay, so back in the scene, you're 31 years old. Latvarian boy.
Latvarian boy.
And then what happens?
Well, I went to visit the crucifixion. A lot of people went to that. So I watched Jesus get crucified.
Yeah.
Got dark real fast. And then...
Jesus died 31 BC?
No.
This is later on.
This is when I was born in 31 BC.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? They're just, you said they weren't, I'm going to forgive you on that. I'm not going to press that one is what I mean. Sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No. It's my, I'm getting hung up on this. Go for it, please.
I'm just so fascinated by what's going on. There's just a lot of numbers and thoughts. But okay, so go ahead.
You're watch Jesus bleed out.
How's right. that?
It's okay. It's, you know, something to do on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Was it Saturday? Might have been a Thursday.
Okay.
Weird.
It is weird. Anyways, I got bit by a werewolf at Jesus' crucifixion.
Whoa, what was the werewolf doing there? Just checking it out?
Well, you know, it got night real fast. Usually people would go inside before it got night, but when Jesus died, apparently he was a big deal. It got real dark real fast.
Okay. Oh, so it was like prime time. It was like, we know all the people are going to be off work. Let's do this crucifixion at night.
It got real dark.
Okay, got real dark. And then...
unexpectedly fast, and then the werewolves came out and got a bunch of people.
Were these actual werewolves or were these large wolves in hindsight?
In hindsight?
Yeah.
It could have been either.
Oh.
But I did get magical powers from the werewolf who bit me.
Okay.
Okay. See, and
please.
And then those magical powers manifested themselves how?
Well, I got bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was... it was a magical werewolf, I guess, because I was reborn in the fifth dimension.
Okay.
As Rumpelstiltskin Smith.
You're shorter, though.
I was just a foot shorter.
Okay.
Now, how did you know that it was the fifth dimension?
I didn't at first.
Mm-hmm.
Some people said that once you spring out of the birthing canal, welcome to the fifth dimension, you lucky sod.
Okay. So you mentioned Mr. Mixopidlick was based on your cousin. How does like being related or family work in the fifth dimension?
Well, you're born and who you're born with, too. It's a lot like a human... relationship,
okay.
Just born and kind of related.
It sounds like it may be a little bit beyond my understanding as a person who sees only a three-dimensional world.
Well, yes.
So, like, does your soul... forget it.
No, go ahead about the soul.
Like, does your soul enter into the fifth dimension? Like, are you a fifth-dimension baby being born?
You're not a baby. You spring to life fully adult.
Okay. So it's not like a Being John Malkovich situation.
I don't think so.
Where you're trapped in someone else's head.
No, because my body is dead on Earth somewhere.
Oh my goodness.
Probably in where Jesus was crucified.
Like bones now or something.
Yeah, bones.
Two questions. One, what'd you think of Being John Malkovich?
I saw it once. It was pretty good. The ending was stupid.
Oh, no. Revisit it. Revisit
should
it.
I revisit it?
I think you should.
Okay.
It's good.
Looking ahead in the future, do you revisit it?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh.
You know what? Hey, you're busy. You're a busy guy.
I want to talk about that. Also, how come the werewolves didn't make it into the Bible?
Yeah, that's...
A lot of editing.
Man, they should have put that one back in director's cut.
I feel like you could have moved some more units that way.
NBC's coming out with a show called, like, Bible 2 or something like that.
AD.
Oh, the one about... Is that the one about Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm in that.
Further Adventures of Christ. Well...
New Adventures of Old Jesus.
Yeah, should have put more werewolves in that.
Or some werewolves.
Yeah. And so then you've just been kind of...
popping around here and there.
Business, yeah.
Well, how did you end up here?
Well, came into town for South by Southwest.
Oh, that's coming up.
I'm just getting ready.
Yeah.
Most of the bands here, they signed deals with me, and I got them record deals.
Why did they sign deals with you and not like... did you...
I offered them the prowess to get...
So Nate,
better musically.
What's one of those bands? Name one of them.
Human Eye.
Human Eye. Okay, not familiar with them. Yeah. Human Eye. So you got them in a South by Southwest, and in return you get what?
Oh, they're babies.
Now if they never have babies, is that cool with you?
It's not cool.
Yeah.
But there's no part of the contract that says you have to have a baby. But they're probably going to have a babies.
Yeah.
They're all drunks.
What if they were to like trick you and say, we're impotent and not have babies?
I don't like when people do that. There's a lot of impotent men, apparently.
Yeah.
Pro-life or pro-choice, Rumpelstiltskin?
Pro-life.
Okay. So abortion to you is?
It's a sin against God.
Oh, wait. That's weird that you, do you still believe in like
of
a Christian
course.
God?
Yes.
Okay.
I was there. I saw the thing happen.
So, what do you think about, Islam?
Islam?
Yeah.
It's the wrong way.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Rumpelstiltskin. I mean, are you aware that saying something like that could be, like, a controversial thing to say?
You know, I've been quiet about my beliefs for too long. Islam is wrong.
How long have you been quiet about it?
Till now.
Oh. So your entire from
2,000 years
from 31 AD or 31 BC.
Yes.
Wow.
Judaism. How do you feel about Judaism?
They missed the mark.
Weird.
Interesting.
There's a second part of that book. Y'all need to read it.
So what is the way to go?
Full on Pentecostal. The Pentecostals have it, right?
Is that right?
It's true.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
The day of Pentecost.
Yeah. Stacker Pentecost from Pacific Rim.
Speaking in tongues. That's the way to go.
Okay. What does that do?
It's magic.
Could we hear some tongues right now?
That almost sounded like
Watto.
Yeah, exactly. Do you ever see the Star Wars movies?
Is Watto the racist thing?
Well, one of them.
Narrow it down.
Yeah. Which is he the driver or is he the bug? Is he the chew bug who flies around?
That second one. Okay. Yeah, I don't really want to say that.
Yeah, you were right on that with that second one. Yeah.
Am I inaccurate?
No.
We agree.
It feels unpleasant to say.
I apologize. Apologize to our Jewish friends.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Look, we're just glad to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. Mac, did you like the prank I pulled on you the other day?
What? Was that you?
That was me.
Man, alive, I did not care for it. But knowing that it was a longer prank makes me even madder.
I can imagine it. You seemed mad. I thought I was being fun.
I did what I normally do in a weird situation. I just started looking at my phone.
What was the inspiration for pulling a prank like that?
Well, I was around downtown. It was cold.
Yeah.
I wanted to get in out of the cold, and I popped in. I bound and gagged that girl, put her in the broom closet.
Oh, my goodness.
So is
she okay?
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
But I popped into her place and saw Mac come in. This guy's a mark. Looked at him.
Man.
Told him.
Worst fear.
Show's closed. Looked up at him and said, I'm just fucking with you.
You know,
I don't care for that.
I grabbed your hand.
It was my arm.
Grab the whole arm, the whole hand.
I gotta say, a lot of your story has been kind of inconsistent, and I'm starting to think maybe you have problems with your memory. I mean, are you doing all right, Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah, you're old, and you know we try to overlook. You definitely, David's right. There's a little bit of wiggle room there.
I mean, you were foggy on the crucifixion. You're foggy on how you pranked Mac.
You said you were a boy, then you were a man.
Are things okay with you?
I gotta be honest, guys. I'm not taking care of myself.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Rumpy.
You know the things from memory you're supposed to like eat, like fish oils, was it omega-3s,
fatty acids.
Yeah, and exercise that helps with your memory.
A little ginseng.
I haven't eaten in like 1,000 years.
Aspartame.
Whoa. Really not getting. Magic doesn't give you all the nutrients you need.
Calcium.
What have you been doing to sustain yourself for 1,000 years?
Nitrates.
Just taking all the elements Matt was talking about.
Matt. It's Mac Rumpelstiltskin.
It's Mac?
Yeah.
All right.
That was a pretty good prank.
I gotcha. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking with you.
I don't care for this.
I take this the life force of babies.
Oh, okay. But when was the last time you had a baby?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
What's the life expectancy of a fifth dimensional elf? Like your what I'm sorry, what is the term for your current state of being?
Just a magic imp.
Okay.
Think a magic imp.
So what
is former man, former werewolf, Catholic.
So wait, you were
Pentecostal.
Hold on. Excuse me, Mr. Smith. So you were a werewolf?
Briefly.
Okay. Well, how long were you a werewolf?
Oh, from 200 to 203 AD.
So this is after you get reborn in the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
You came down to Earth.
I lost a bet.
Oh, what was the bet?
I bet you can't be a werewolf for 3 years.
Oh. But you said you're a werewolf for 3 years.
Someone tricked me at the end. They lost a day.
Oh.
I was one day short.
How did you feel about getting tricked?
I didn't like it.
Yeah. All right.
Oh.
Now you're seeing it.
Yeah.
That was the one time someone got me.
Well, the other
time.
The legend. But you said that story was off.
That story was off.
So what really happened there?
Well, you know, at the end they said I said my own name and
yeah.
She got to keep her baby.
Mm. Well,
she didn't get to keep her baby. I took it.
Oh, that's horrible.
So you're dancing around a campfire. You're really saying like, blah, 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 Rumpelstiltskin can be my name. Sorry for the impression.
And it's okay. Then, pretty good.
Okay, thank you. And then when she was like, I know your name, Rumpelstiltskin, you're like, oh, no. But then you kept the baby?
Well, what I really said was, she said, I know your name is Rumpelstiltskin. And I said, I know. It's Rumpelstiltskin. and she forgot to say Smith.
Or get you to say your name backwards or anything like that.
Yeah. But the story, that's what the story should have been.
Right.
But and really, I just took her baby and all the gold and left her in that room alone, and she was probably murdered by that king.
What? Hmm. Wow.
I wonder why they...
It's a nicer story for kids if that doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, back then, the stories back then were all, like, terrible.
Yeah, just ogres eating pigs and stuff.
Little Mermaid really got turned into sea foam.
Yeah.
Is that what happened to Little Mermaid?
The Brothers Grimm stories were pretty dark.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Goldilocks getting eaten.
Yeah, I don't know the timetable on
Goldilocks.
The stories,
oh, yeah, those bears went to work on that girl, that poor girl.
Yeah. Oh, were you there for that?
Was that real?
That was real.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wait, bears lived in a home?
They had a big house. They made a deal with me.
Was this on Earth or in the fifth dimension?
This is on Earth.
Oh, how did... What kind of deal did they make?
They made a deal. I caught a bear looking at me in the woods when I was dancing around a campfire one night.
Do you do like that?
I do. That is fun. Have you ever done it?
No.
Nah, TV's pretty cool.
Oh, I haven't had a TV in 100 years.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess back then maybe it was pretty great. All right, so go ahead.
Hold on. No, I got to stop you there. I got to stop you. See, again, you're inconsistent because you're saying you haven't had a TV in 100 years. TVs weren't invented 100 years
ago.
Oh,
that's a good point, David.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What was I looking at?
I don't know.
So wait, what year did this bear thing take place?
I like 1957.
Oh, that was pretty recent.
Yeah, that was astonishingly recent.
The 50s.
Yeah.
That's a real story. Maybe they just kind of got it right when they were... making up stories, but that happened.
Maybe the story was made up in 1958. I don't know.
I guess.
I wasn't born back then.
That's true. You weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you knew that.
Yep. So tell us the story of you and the bears.
So I'm tripping balls on mushrooms, and I'm dancing around the campfire in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see this bear looking at me. And I say, I know what you want, bear. You give me your firstborn, I'm going to get you a house. That's what I did. I gave the bear a house and made him live in it with his wife and kid.
But...
he had two kids.
Okay.
Okay.
But so the baby bear in that story was kid number two.
Yes.
But previously you said you get energy from human babies.
Yeah, this was fun.
But it was like what'd you do with that bear cub?
I don't remember. Mm. I was on a bunch of mushrooms.
You don't remember.
Yes. I've also done a lot of drugs.
I'm seeing a very disturbing... When was the last time you did drugs?
What's today?
March 10th.
March 10th.
March 10th. I did it... yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I smoked opium.
Oh, wow.
With an Asian man.
That's hard to get.
No, it's not.
Well, the opium.
Oh, yes. The opium was tough to get, but the Asian man provided.
Of course.
Smoked it in his room. Mm-hmm. Hung out for a day. Said, I'm going to the car to get my money. I don't have a car. I just blinked out of existence and left.
Oh.
Tricked him.
You tricked him.
Tricked him good.
Wow.
And it felt good? It felt good to trick him?
It always feels good to trick people.
That's not...
It doesn't feel good to get tricked.
No.
That's not right.
So you, when you heard us talking about pranks just now, were you like hanging outside or were you in the fifth dimension? How did that work?
I was floating on a cloud.
Oh, okay.
On a cloud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that sounds real relaxing.
It is nice when you can make clouds tangible and lay on them.
Yeah, like Mario 2.
Mario 2. Nope, that's the first Mario you do that.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't play video games.
I'm a big video game advocate.
Is that right?
Advocate?
So you're pro video games?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So let's say Congress decided to pass a law, you know, sort of regulating video games. You'd be against that.
I'd be against it as I am this Hillary Clinton person.
Whoa. What do you got against Hillary Clinton?
She was trying to take down the hot coffee mod on Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
That was the mod... modification where you can you have sex with somebody or something?
Yes, you could. It's a buried program. You could get in there and you could really go to work on a prozzy.
Prozzy? Oof, that's unpleasant.
You had hot coffee after, I guess. I don't know. I didn't see it. I read it in Game Informer.
Okay.
Game Informer subscriber.
Yeah.
Formerly. It's not as good as it was. Unsubscribe.
Ever since Snow took over or left the editor post.
Snow?
Yeah. The rapper? He made so much money off the song Informer, he started Game Informer.
Is this true?
I'm fucking with you.
You just got tricked.
Yeah. I hate this feeling so much.
You don't
much.
Like it? Then why are you a prankster?
That was a good prank, by the way.
Yeah, it was really good. It was the best.
Your memory is interesting.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's not necessarily a compliment. Nah. It just is what you remember, what you know about, what you've been exposed to. Like, you were familiar with the rapper Snow.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of recent.
Well, I mean, how recent?
It was about 100 years ago.
No, see? Again. I think you might need to go see a doctor.
What kind of doctor helps with your memory?
Like a memory doctor.
Brain doctor or something?
Yeah. You seen Still Alice?
No.
I think you should.
What is Still Alice?
It's about a lady who doesn't move a lot.
Yeah.
Is that really what it's about?
No. She's got Alzheimer's, no! Buddy. Come on. How'd that feel?
Yeah, it's not like it felt bad.
Sorry.
Stop grabbing my arm.
We're trying to show you. We're trying to show you how it feels.
I don't like the feeling. Are you saying I should stop tricking people?
Well, probably. So you came down here for South By. What do you want to do while you're, like, what are you, South By Music, interactive, movies? What are you,
I'm looking forward to the interactive part.
Oh, okay.
I like when things are, you know, I'm really getting in there.
Yo, because you're a video game advocate.
Yeah,
so
I love it. I'm an advocate.
Are you presenting or giving a lecture?
Yeah, I'm going to take the form of, what's the fella's name from God of War? I don't know. I'm taking his, or something. Kratos. I'm gonna appear downtown as Kratos and just walk around and say, "These games aren't as good as me."
Uh-huh. Is that a good game? God of War?
Just strut around. It's all right.
Okay.
The first one was good. It kind of got overblown.
What's your favorite game right now?
My favorite game right now. Probably the re-release of King's Quest.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that game about?
It's an old video game.
How old?
Oh, about 100 years old.
This doesn't feel right.
I don't think video games were that old, buddy.
No. Are you sure you're not thinking of the actual time period that's represented in the game?
There weren't very many people in that game. There weren't very many people. Was it 100 years ago, would you say? There weren't very many people?
No, God almighty. You're just 100 years ago seems to be your default. Like, I'm worried about you, Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, go. Hey, Rumpelstiltskin. Promise us right now, when you get out of here, you'll go see a doctor.
I can make that promise.
Okay.
Okay, well, that feels good. Yeah, I'm glad.
It does feel good.
I'm glad you're going to make that promise.
Oh, what's up? You're making it a little mischievous.
I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's your health in your hands.
Look, now he's... David, look, he left the microphone for a second. He's doing a little dance.
Look at that little jig.
Look at old man.
All right.
Okay.
Rumpelstiltskin, before you leave...
What's up? Hang on. Let me put my cans back on.
Okay. Before you leave, do me a favor. I find that this kind of helps settle me down a little bit. What if we went on a vision quest?
Mm. That sounds great. Okay. Is there drugs involved?
No.
No. No. We're going clean.
Can I just smoke?
No. Put that away.
Oh, my God. What
is that?
I can't
smoke in here.
What is that?
It's a cigarette wrapped in a joint.
Oh, no, I thought it looked like something more complicated. That's pretty easy.
That's the opposite
of... Oh, are you thinking of this thing?
Oh, my Lord. What is that?
It's a steampunk.
Are those flanges?
Flanges?
Yeah.
Yes, and clipples?
Part of that looks like it's moving.
Yes, that's the part that's a zeppelin.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
All right, so...
A lot of helium and hydrogen.
Hurry up and do your business with that thing. Oh, that was gross.
What the...
Okay. You didn't like it? You don't want to try it?
No, I don't.
I don't even know what I just saw. I'll take a little.
Okay. Oh, gross, dude.
Does it taste like me?
Oh, I'll take one more.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, it's not so bad. It's...
It's fun, right?
I'm there now. I'm present.
Yeah, I'll pass it over.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Just ride it out, buddy.
I'm cold. I'm, like, real cold.
You'll warm up real fast.
Just think about warm stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. There's me. I'm in front of a fire. And it's warming my hands.
Yeah, you feel better?
I'm wearing, like, a animal fur. Yeah, now I'm back.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right, so we're all here. All going on vision.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Did you say?
That's a side effect.
Real quick, Rumpelstiltskin. The other day, someone said the word, they're trying to say kombucha, but instead they said kachumba.
Mm-hmm.
And that word replaced kombucha in my brain.
Yeah.
So they were like, blah, 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 kachumba. And I'm like, that's not the right word. The right word is, I know the word kachumba. Like, I couldn't.
Whoa,
that completely got rid of it. And then I was somewhere where they had kombucha on tap, you know, one of the millions of places around town.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, that's the word, kombucha.
I think you got Still Alice.
Oh, my goodness. I'm Still Alice, guys.
She's Still Alice?
Yeah.
She doesn't move because she has Alzheimer's.
Right.
Alzheimer's.
She's got old-timers.
Alzheimer's.
No, that's how you say it. All right, so Rumpelstiltskin, here we go. Your vision quest.
Okay.
Take us on a perfect day. Your perfect day, 24 hours.
Perfect day?
Yep.
I wake up. Just go out, do a lot of drugs.
What kind of drugs?
anything I can get my hands on. Okay. You know, just anything. Some, maybe some crystal meth.
Jeez. I would hope on your perfect day you wouldn't need drugs.
You'd think that.
Yeah.
But this is a perfect day, so I get all the drugs I want.
Okay.
So you're doing all the drugs you want.
A lot of drugs.
A lot of meth.
Coke.
A lot of coke, but
Opie.
So much meth.
Shrooms.
Budweiser.
Bud Light.
Schaefer.
Klambucha. Clamato.
Okay.
Have you ever had that drink?
No.
It's a Clamato.
But your perfect day, buddy.
Mm. Poppers.
Poppers. And I dance around the woods. The whole woods, not just the campfire. I'm dancing around the whole woods.
Covering some ground.
Okay, so what time is it now? How long do you spend doing that?
This has been a few days.
Okay, it's just one perfect day.
Yeah, one perfect day.
Can I slow down time with my powers?
No.
Try not to.
No, okay. Please don't.
And that's probably just the drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, I see a woman.
Now, do you literally see a woman, or you've just done a lot of drugs?
I'm hoping it's a real woman. Either way, I'm going over to talk to her.
Okay.
This is your perfect day. All right.
I'm trying to get in the moment, how it would feel.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a real woman or not, but I go over there, start yelling at her.
Why would you yell? Why is that your first move?
Challenging her.
Why challenge her? Why is that move number one?
I bet you can't guess my name, bitch.
Okay,
you know, like
so you're real derogatory to her.
Well, yeah. I'm upset.
I feel like that's not a kind thing to do.
Yeah, that's a real, you got a kind of an ugly mouth.
Yeah.
Do you mind me saying that?
I mean, it's true.
Okay.
It's true. I've been cursing up a storm this whole time. You haven't edited out, have you?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's...
I did edit out that time you said...
That.
I got rid of that one.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we can handle that. Yeah.
All right.
So you're yelling at a woman.
I'm yelling at this woman. I'm like, you can't guess my name.
Bitch. Yeah. He's,
yeah.
It's out there now.
She can't. And I get her kid. She has a kid a few years later.
Oh,
this
boy.
Day is going great so far.
Okay, so you got the kid.
I got the kid. I got the promise of the kid.
You're hopped up on the payout.
You got an
IOU for a kid in your pocket. And then keep it going.
I go down, I find my Asian friend.
What time is it now? Part of the day?
Noon.
Okay, that's
oh my God.
Busy morning. You did a lot of drugs. You danced around a whole forest.
Full day.
And you've
Big Bend.
Tricked a woman. You're in Big Bend National Park.
Yes, sir.
Or is that the name of your Asian friend?
That's the name of my Asian friend.
Big Bend is your friend.
Big okay. Bend, my friend.
Okay. Are you in Big Bend National Park as well?
I was close.
Okay.
Close. I was dancing around a little park outside of Big Bend.
Okay. All right.
Didn't want to go in with all the Rangers.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're scum.
Yeah.
They're the scum
the
of the earth.
Only people I consider worse than you.
Thank you so much.
All right, no problem.
Back. All right. It's noon.
You visit.
I'm finding my
Big Bend, your Asian friend.
Your Asian friend.
He's got the good stuff today.
Wait, you want to do more drugs?
More drugs.
It's a perfect day.
Okay, fine.
So
laying on his couch in his basement.
Outside of Big Bend National Park.
Yes, sir. It's a cabin with a basement.
Okay. Do more drugs. How long does this take?
God damn it.
This is probably going to take the rest of the day. I get him to do something I've always wanted to see. He gets an actual sign that says Opium Den, and he puts it above the door. It's like I'm really in one. I've never been to an actual one.
So,
Big Ben's Opium Den.
Big Ben, my friend's Opium Den.
So you hit midnight. That's your perfect day.
Yeah, just noon to midnight. Just him feeding me more opium.
Wow.
That's
the
troubling.
The crazy long pipe.
You know what? Yeah. I don't... I'm going to say something, Rumpelstiltskin again. I don't like you.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a merry prankster.
Your perfect day. No, it's there's a real
there's a darkness.
Of, yeah.
There's well, a, yeah, I'm pure evil.
You're a darkness prankster.
You know what? Hit Tim's!
You bastard, I'll be back for you in 100 years.
No.
That's
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that might be any time.
Yeah. It could be anything.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, saying his last name was Smith was real easy to say backwards.
Yeah, I feel like he set us up for something.
Yeah, five letters.
Oh, you don't think that's a prank, do you?
I don't know.
I hope not.
Well, David Haw, it's time to wrap up. Oh, but hey, look who just showed up. It's our friend Trey Fuentes.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Pretty good. You've been on the show before. You, Jeff Whitaker, came on.
Yes.
Yeah, as members of the short-lived group Whale House.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was a fun group.
Well, what do you have anything to plug? Is that why you're here?
Yeah. I was just kind of wandering around the neighborhood.
Sure.
Yeah,
there's some woods out there. It's really nice out there.
Have you ever been to the woods?
Nah, I'm not a big woods guy.
A lot of people out there I don't care for.
I love it. Anyway, I have a group called Good Fight, and we do an improv show every 9:30 at the New Movement. It's free, and it's BYOB.
Every 9:30.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, boy. Hang on.
Trey, are you doing all right?
Yeah.
I was doing some drugs in the woods.
Oh, okay.
So it's every...
There was this woman out there giving me an eye.
No, I don't care for her.
We're running out of time.
So sorry. I apologize.
I believe it's every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday at 9:30 at the New Movement. It's BYOB, and it's free.
And that is... Good Fight is some of the best...
Good Fight.
...people in Austin. You got Jeff Whitaker.
Jeff Whitaker, Courtney Sevener, and David Howe.
David Howe.
Myself.
Yes.
Sometimes we will split up and open the show as... Pariah and Good and Jeff and David, respectively, and sometimes we have other groups coming open for us.
Snake eating its own tail. How's that?
Yes.
well, cool, Trey. People should go check that out.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm sorry we couldn't have you on for more of the show, but thanks for giving us plugs.
Here, no problem.
Let me see if this works, Trey. Ert.
Ugh. My stomach hurts. I gotta go.
Okay. Bye, Trey. How did you know that was gonna work?
Well, I didn't. I thought he might disappear. Oh, British.
Everybody's falling apart around me.
That's right. That's right, guys. I run a new monthly show at the first Thursday of every month at Cold Town Theater called Water Band, and it's sketch, stand up, and various things that I host. I also have an album out. It is called Bird Drugs, and it is available on SureThingRecords.com. Also, I think everywhere else. They like you sign up something like. Yeah. And they put it everywhere. So, I mean, if you like Google Play, it's on there. You like Amazon, it's on there. You like iTunes, it's on there.
For you.
Yeah, I know. And also, if you live in Portland, Denver, or in the North Carolina area, I will see you later this summer. You can check MacBlakeComedy.com for those dates. David Hotter, what do you do the second Thursday of every month?
I do the Hustle Show at Cold Town Theater. It is it's sketch, it's games, it's a ton of fun. I do it with Trey Fuentes.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's the second Thursday of every month at Cold Town Theater, 10 p.m. That's also BYOB.
That's right, guys. Please leave us a review on iTunes if you like this show. If you leave a review, we will read it on air and give you thanks. Also, if you want to email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. Also on Twitter and Facebook, because who the fuck isn't? David Hotta, how should we leave the show today?
Well, a good old-fashioned Fast 7 car chase.
Okay. Hey, David.
Yeah, man.
As soon as we catch up with these guys, I want you to pop out of the car and flip over their car somehow.
All right, I'm on it. But first, I need one thing from you.
What is it?
I need you to hit that Knox.
I will hit that Knox, but only because we're one thing, David.
What's that?
We're family.
Man, family's the most... Oh, all right, he's coming up.
All right, is this a Knox button?
Whoa, too soon!
I don't see road underneath us.
I got run over by a truck.
Bye. Where did I end up? Oh, I'm falling.
The Tasty Podcast Network at tastypodcast.com.